Like Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. The musical Pippin has been around for more than 45 years, and while that's a long time, its story is timeless. The musical debuted on Broadway in 1972, starring Ben Vereen. It was written by Stephen Schwartz and tells the story of a young prince's search for meaning.
The musical played for a long time on Broadway, but will open at Milwaukee's Skylight Music Theater on Friday. Ray Jivoff is the director of Skylight's production of Pippin, and he joined Bonnie North recently and explained why the musical is still so highly regarded today.
Well, I think the main issues in it are still really relevant. It's about a young person, a young man in this case, who's struggling to find his way. And over the course of the show, he's taken through a series of challenges, tests, and
trials,
temptations.
Maybe?
Yeah, trials by a mysterious, the leading player is sort of the tempter. But it's still dealing with ethical issues of politics and government, the validity of war, sexual issues, and the real meaning of relationships versus attempting to make a mark on the world. And so he is struggling with that. And I think people, whether they're young or not, are still struggling with that right now.
You know, I think one of the things about, you mentioned war, and of course this was at the height of the Vietnam War when this came out, and obviously that's what it was reacting to. But we have our own long-standing wars that maybe aren't as much in the public consciousness as Vietnam was then, but they're still there.
Exactly, yeah. The wars that we're involved in now and the other conflicts, as well as just the culture of violence that I think is really prevalent in our culture that maybe we're not even aware of sometimes, but certainly gun violence, but violence against each other, whether it's verbal or physical, is still really present. And that culture of combat and aggression, I think we see it in conversation. I think we see it in athletics. And that's a part of what we're looking at and showing in the show, is that hopefully that connection between that male dominant culture and how that is articulated in the show.
How is the cast reacting to this music? Because I'm assuming most of them were not alive when it first came out.
Yeah, that would be true. Yeah, I think that would be true.
Are they reacting to it in an interesting way?
Well, they love it. The music is gorgeous. It's a really great score, and I think it often gets overlooked because of the style of the show, having been really conceived by Fosse, a director choreographer. So it's a huge dance show, and that style is imposed on it or is really a part of it. But the score is really beautiful, and they you can see that they are really invested in that and really invested in the story and the issues that are presented in the show.
Well, and you mentioned Bob Fosse, and of course, I had forgotten that that was his show. And he was so definitive in, I mean, you look at Fosse choreography and you know it, if you know anything about Broadway choreography. And so how much are you taking of his vocabulary and how much are you coming up with new things to make it more 2018?
We use a little bit, yeah. Our choreographer, Crystal Wagner, is a really brilliant. She's a DanceWorks artist and performs with DanceWorks and has her own small company and choreographs in the area. And there's references to Fosse in terms of certain gesture and certain positions. But I think so much has happened in dance since the original show that you'll see a reference, but it's much more a contemporary style of movement.
Well, and there's something really wonderful about the Fosse hands and,
absolutely.
And the certain ways that he had of using the bodies. It was very exciting.
And really his political viewpoints, or his the way he used show business razzle-dazzle combined with storytelling and even political issues that are certainly in Pippin, is what's really interesting. You see that in a lot of his shows, Sexual Politics and Sweet Charity, certainly Cabaret, Chicago, as well as Pippin. All of those shows have issues about ethics and society combined with this show business razzle dazzle, dealing with what's true and what isn't true, what's true and what's fake.
Right, and where they cross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And as you said, gorgeous score.
Gorgeous score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you modernizing it in terms of time, or are you keeping it in the whatever 14th century or whatever?
We are keeping it. Yeah. It definitely has that medieval look in terms of the costumes. How those costumes are decorated, but they're really stripped down and suggested as opposed to being elaborate medieval or early Renaissance costuming. And scenically, it's very almost industrial, really contemporary, very stripped down in order to achieve that look of a touring company in 2018 and what kind of equipment they would have.
I like that overlay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's fun.
Uh-huh. So it's a very contemporary place, and then the costuming will really ground the period that the show is or the story is set in.
I know this is the season opener for Skylight, and you're going to be directing the season closer as well, but then you're going to be going on to other things.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is going to be your last year as the artistic director, but we're not going to lose you in the theater community here.
Yeah. I mean, there's no plans. I have no plans for the next season. All I know is I'm stepping down from this position at the end of the season. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. How many years have you been with the Skylight in some form?
In some form or another, I've been with the Skylight for 28 years or so. I did my first show in 1990, and then they hired me as the first education director in 99. So I've been on the staff. At the end of this season, it'll be 20 years that I've been on the staff.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, that's a terrific 20-year run.
Yeah, I'm very proud of things that I've done at the Skylight.
Yeah, you should be.
Thank you.
You should be. So what is the season closer that you're going to be getting to in April, May?
That's right, April. Yeah, it is Kiss Me, Kate. Cole Porter's masterpiece, I think.
Yeah.
That and Anything Goes are his two really great shows. And I'm excited to take that on. I love the show. I love that it blends Shakespeare with Cole Porter wit. And it's an interesting piece that in this time period, now that we're much more aware and actually facing some of the issues of gender inequality and sexism and violence even, because there is that kind of material in the show, certainly in the Shakespeare piece, where the daughter is... the whole thing with a dowry, and you got to marry off the first one in order for the second one to be married. And he's really trying to unload his daughter and just to see these young women treated as
a purse, essentially, to be handed over. Yeah.
Yep.
And also, there, as you said, there's a lot of violence in the original Shakespeare, of The Taming of the Shrew, and the whole it's one of those problematical plays now.
Yes, it is.
And it has been for a while, but now, as you say, particularly in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. People are much more aware of those classics and how we walk a fine line between showing it and perhaps commenting on it or altering the direction of it in some way in order to make a new comment about the situation. And I'm looking forward to finding those solutions to Kiss Me, Kate.
Digging in.
Mm-hmm.
And also one of my favorite songs in musical theater of all time, Brush Up Your Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah.
I've always wanted, if I could sing, that would be a song I would want to do.
So clever.
It's so clever.
Classic Cole Porter.
Yeah,
the double entendres. And
many. Triple sometimes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what a lovely way to bookend your last official season as artistic director. I mean, a terrific show in Pippin coming up, and then one to end with Kiss Me, Kate.
Yeah.
And that's... Sounds great.
I agree. I think they're great shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're obviously having fun with this one, and I know you'll have fun with the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Too. So we will talk then, too, I hope.
Oh, sure.
Maybe I can come into the rehearsal studio and we can.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
the guys can sing me Brush Up Your Shakespeare.
Sure. It's actually a guy and a gal.
Oh, for this one. Cool. Mm-hmm. Even better.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. Doing whatever I can to shift that paradigm. those roles can be fairly open. So the two gangsters are a man and a woman.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. Well, I'm so looking forward to seeing Pippin as well. It has been a long time since I've seen it staged. Looking forward to seeing what you do with it.
And fantastic.
Ray Jivoff, it is always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks a lot, Bonnie. It's great.
Pippin opens Friday at Skylight Music Theater and runs through October 7th. Ray Jivoff is the director, and he spoke with Bonnie North. You'll find more about the production at WUWM.com.